For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen. Adrian's giving me a hard time because I don't have my camera on yet. What are the chances that this first break is going to make any sort of promo?
We've created magic at 6:01 before here on the Chet Buchanan Show, good sir.
Okay, can I tell you guys the truth? I'm gonna pull the curtain back for a minute for everybody listening.
Yeah.
For a period of time, we actually recorded this break, and our first break to start the show, our first live break, was at 7, because I said, I was, you know, every once in a while you get into that moment where you're being all strategic and everything and you're just thinking things through.
Yeah.
How do I make it better and all that stuff? And so I'm like, literally, I come in hot. I do. I get every single day. I come in hot. I'm ready to go. My best break is probably this one.
Yeah.
Of the entire show.
Yeah.
The best break is usually probably this first one because I'm fresh and I'm ready and I got everything in my head and it's ready to just bleh, all come out all at once. So we made it so, we were like, why are we wasting it at 6 a.m? And so we would record this break and then our first live break would be at 7, so then all the good stuff could come out then.
Oh, sure. Yeah, then the energy was still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we just said, well, maybe you just suck a little less at 7. Maybe.
Maybe just do your job.
Yeah, maybe just, you know, just try and figure out a way to portion it out a little bit there, Chief.
We're extremists, you and I.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
I know. I was coming in because we do. I'm breaking my own rules today.
Do it.
For the first pick, when we do be specific, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? So the whole point of the be specific was so that people don't go, oh, I hung out with my kids this weekend. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's a nice weekend. I was like, okay, but give us something.
Yeah.
Give us a moment. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're looking for, really, is that moment.
Yeah, be specific. That's what he always says. So if you're listening, that's what be specific.
I don't mean to get grumpy about it. But I do. It frustrates me a little. Well, it's just, you know, it's kind of hung out. It's great. That sucks for an answer. You know what I mean? It's not vivid. Here's my problem.
Well, are you trying to say you had a really, really good weekend?
Here's my problem. I don't know I don't know what to choose. And I'm not bragging. I'm really not.
Yeah.
This is a God's honest truth. I left here on Friday, had to go get my car serviced at Centennial, which is great, right?
Sure.
I have a thing that I do is that I always go over. There's a place called Montana Meat Company that's right next door. I was going there. I have lunch, put a few bucks in the machine.
Oh, my God. I saw this.
Usually it's on a day that I don't have anything else to do. So I might even have a drink or two.
Yeah.
Not so much because I got to drive home. But I might relax with a little, you know, whatever.
Sure.
A little midday whiskey.
Great.
Great. In this case, no, I'm just chilling. I hit a Royal on Friday. I made $1,000 on Friday. Woo!
I saw that in your Instagram story. First of all, I was so pleased that you even posted that. And then I was like, oh my God, it's as lucky. Naughty.
I did it on purpose.
No. He's a $1,000 winner. Now he's mocking me. I loved it. I was so proud of you.
Continue.
Let me see. Oh. Oh, cash money. You guys, he just pulled out a wad of hundreds.
Yeah, dude. Okay, well, lunch on you, bud. Thanks.
Yeah, good for
lunch,
you.
Lunch, dinner, things to do. And breakfast.
I have things to do. Buying things for you.
Yes, amen. Rolling.
No, and then, okay, so then I had, then Friday night, I had U.S. Vets,
which
I've never hosted their gala before. Just for whatever reason, we've never been able to do it.
Right.
I talked a bunch of smack in our meetings leading up to it. I really felt that they weren't doing everything that they could and that their goals were a little low and that they could make a lot more money. So then I kind of shoved my foot in my mouth all the way up to my knee. And I was like, what's the most you've ever made before? And what's your goal for this year? Well, we'd like to make 150 grand. Oh, great. Well, really? I got, how many people do you have to this thing? I'm like, I'm about 225, 250 around there. And I'm like, you could do better than that.
Yeah.
But they'd only made 142 ever. So they were like, our goal this year is 150. I said, no, it's not. It's 250.
No.
Sure did.
No, you didn't. Chet.
Yeah. You know how much we made?
How much?
309.
No.
Amazing. Ow.
Chet, you doubled it.
And then some. And then, yeah.
Wait,
and
that's really good.
And then killed the goal. Then on yesterday, do you know who Scott Hamilton is?
Yeah.
The figure skater.
Yes.
1984 Olympic champion. I get a call from his people. They do a celebration of skating, skate to eliminate cancer. The Scott Hamilton people call me middle of the week last week. And they were like, look, Scott can't make it to his own show on Sunday. Will you come? Will you come and host this?
I also love that he can't make it to his own show. Like, iconic.
There's some weird, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I just liked it.
They were in St. Louis on Friday. The flights didn't work out. He had another thing. A friend of a friend of a friend said, call Chet. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do it. And yeah, and we crushed that yesterday.
Let's go.
Yeah, it was weird. So I don't know what to pick.
Well, listen, that's not a bad problem to have.
I think it's the U.S. Vets.
Yeah, that sounds like you should pick that. You doubled the money. Over more than doubled.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds like a great weekend.
It was good times.
Mm-hmm. I can't stop thinking about that wad of hundreds in your pocket, to be honest. It's just burning a hole in my pocket for you.
My eyes are up here. Yeah. My eyes are up here. Don't you worry about what's down there or how much. Don't you worry about any of that.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So thank you for indulging my story. I think the absolute best part of my weekend, 702-364-9898 was the U.S. in a long list of great things that happened this weekend.
Yep.
Was probably the U.S. Vets thing by a nose.
But listen, just I'm going to say that answer for you. You over doubled that money. And listen, my family are vets. We've talked about this.
Yep.
I don't think that they're properly taken care of in a lot of ways.
Oh, no, so, I got passionate.
Oh, yeah. I know you are.
I was evangelical up there. I was pounding on the thing. And yeah.
Good. Because I don't feel like they're always taken care
of. Like they were probably like, we should give him money. Otherwise, he's going to hurt us. Otherwise, whatever.
Intimidation works.
Well, I did, it's a joke I use often, but I did instruct the staff at Red Rock to lock the doors and not let anyone out until I said that it was okay. That we had raised enough money.
Good.
To get to laugh every day.
Yeah, who cares?
You had a huge weekend.
Yeah, I did. It was a really great weekend. I got to, starting off with what? Well, we started.
Fridays at the movies at the square.
It was so great. We did movies on the square, Town Square, for the past 6 weeks. We finished Friday night. It was so great. So exciting. Right. Finished that off.
Rushed off. Sang at Delilah. What superstar showed up there this week?
Just myself. Nothing too big.
Really? Oh, well. at least you're modest about it.
No, just kidding. And then we had a very big ride for kids,
mm-hmm.
The Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. It was so incredible.
Speaking
I was really
of crushing
excited.
Fundraising goals.
Yeah. Listen, it was my first time. And it was my first time also doing a ride, like a motorcycle ride, to help raise money.
So you got this Harley back in the summer.
Yes.
Is this your first Harley?
First Harley, first okay. bike.
And you've never ridden on the freeway?
Never ridden. Never.
Did you, in fact, on Sunday, ride on the freeway?
Okay, I knew this was coming. No.
Well, you said you weren't gonna.
I wasn't going to. Then I thought about it. But when we got there, Lisa, my fiance, came with me. And she said, I'll ride on the freeway. It's just a one-seater. I'll do it. And I was like, yeah, you will. Get out there. So we all rode together. Over 300 riders showed up.
Wait, so does she have her own bike?
No, we share the bike.
Oh.
So she
rode the bike?
Rode the bike.
What did you do?
I rode on the back of someone else's.
Oh, okay. So then you rode with somebody else.
Yeah, I did. And we took this huge long ride. It was about an hour and a half around the city. All the drivers were so nice. Even it's so funny to see like these big biker guys.
Oh, yeah.
When they get all soft and vulnerable about children and like raising money. No, they were butter. We did this beautiful ride. We got back. We talked to some of the kids who really benefit from the money that's raised. Not a dry eye in the house.
Who are these kids again?
They're kids that were diagnosed with cancer early on in life that have used these resources to get better. There was one, his name was Josh Kish, 15 years old.
Right.
Just got his license and he's become like this incredible woodworker. But he had 25...
You have to get a license to woodwork?
Oh, no, that's just like his side project. He does very well at woodworking. Oh,
I thought you were saying he just got his woodworking license.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait a minute. I took shop class. I don't remember ever having to get license. So no. is that yours?
Yeah, yeah,
that's it was it,
for sure. $36,000 raised, yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Definitely.
See, imagine if you, now next year when you do it, then 50.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I'm going to take notes from you. I loved it.
No, do better than that. And then is there anything better, Adrian?
I didn't raise any charity for you guys, but my guardians.
Is there anything better than your, I almost called them the Indians. Is there anything on Indigenous Peoples Day? Oh, how dare I?
The Guardians are facing the Yankees to go to the World Series. My baby mama's dad is in town, who's a diehard Yankees fan. It is internal warfare for the next week and a half.
You better remember whose house he's in.
Damn straight. Yankees suck. Go Guardians. Michaela,
right.
Take that hat off. We'll talk about it later.
Nana.
She's only wearing it because Jay-Z, you know, that's the only reason.
Guys know I wear it for a friend who passed. That's why I wear it.
Oh, wow.
So who feels bad now?
Well,
who feels bad now?
Jerks
uh-huh.
Now,
think about that.
Great. Aren't we the jerks?
Yeah. Drag
that's
me again.
I'm 702-364-9890. We have tickets. Porter Robinson presents Smile at the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau. Coming up this weekend on Friday night. It's Saturday night. Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. It's going to be a huge EDM. Awesome. You know what I mean? However, not everybody's into that.
Yeah.
We understand it. So also, we have tickets for Saturday night. Nick Swardson. He's going to be at Summit Showroom at the Venetian. Also courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. So do you want comedy? Nick Swardson, Grandma's Boy.
So
you know,
funny.
That, you know, he's very funny. Unless he's hammered. And then it's even funnier. Because this could be a no-go. It's like, it's seriously, I know people who go to NASCAR for the, to just in case they wreck. This is.
This is one of those. It's going to be a good show either way.
Adrian's freaking out right now, but am I lying?
Not lying.
I'm not lying. 702-364-9898. So either Nick Swardson or this Porter Robinson presents Smile, which I'm telling you, you're going to be like, oh, how did I not know what this is? But if you're into the EDM scene and all that, you totally.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Yeah, call us now. What was the absolute best part of your week?
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Who is it that we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to for waiting on hold this long to do the first pick?
We have Kevin Prashado from the Southwest.
God bless you, bro. Thank you so much for staying on hold. I realize we're going to give you stuff, but you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You could have just said, screw
it's
these
all
guys.
Good.
Yeah.
Screw these guys.
Never,
I'm out of here.
Never.
No, we appreciate you. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Playing Magic the Gathering with my buddies.
Ah!
What was it?
Playing Magic the Gathering.
The Gathering.
What's that? Yeah.
It's a card game.
Okay. Chet's face was like, wait, what? Yeah. You don't know?
No, it's a big deal.
Is it a big deal?
The people that love Magic the Gathering love Magic the Gathering. Oh, no, and it's and I say this with affection and love.
Yeah.
It's nerd stuff. You know, it's big time nerd stuff.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, maybe you'll teach me, Chetty.
You don't have the time for any of this. You don't have the time for it.
I don't.
Literally, isn't it one of those things that where you can play for days?
Yes.
No way.
Next week is MagicCon, and it's like a 3-day event.
I love it. I know nothing about this, and I love this with every bit of my heart right now. Okay, let me, of course, take this here. So do you guys get hammered when you do it?
You can.
Okay.
I get off of work, and so I don't.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. I just didn't know because of the mystical, you know, part of it. I just didn't know. And, you know, some people get ripped and play Call of Duty, and that's their, you know, and that's their thing.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, nice. Is that you in the bathroom or are you in somebody else's bathroom?
I'm at work and they're dumping off a dumpster right now. Yeah.
Oh, was that what that was? Because it sounded like somebody was dumping off something else. I just didn't.
No.
All right. Well, let's not get you fired. Which would you like? I'll bet you're a Nick Swardson guy, but you could get me wrong and you could have the Porter Robinson present smile. Which would you like?
I would like the smile from Porter Robinson.
All right, then. You're full. You're just full of contradictions and interesting things. And I love all of that. Hang on one second. All right.
Cool. Thank you.
That's the best. Spent the weekend playing Magic the Gathering.
I know.
Who had that on their bingo card? Not me. Not me. All right. Oh, and by the way, fall is coming. Details in just a couple of minutes. Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Jeremy Renner is going to be on the show this morning at 8 o'clock. We're very, very excited. He's got a huge charity event. So I'm going to tell this part because we have a limited amount of time with Jeremy. Everybody knows about his snowcat accident.
Yeah.
Right? He almost died.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So coming out of it, he decided, man, it could all end in an instant. And he decided to make a little more of a concerted effort to put some good in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his sister formed this charity. Now, they have shoved 10 pounds of stuff into a 5-pound sack And they're like, literally, it's poker tournament, golf tournament, concert, like a whole weekend. They're calling it the renovation.
Yeah.
And it's probably it's probably a little much. Honestly, it's a little ambitious. So there's spots available in the poker tournament. There's still spots available in the golf tournament. Mm-hmm. There's still tickets available for the concert. Cause maybe in another city, maybe you could accommodate all of that. Here, you know, people got stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just yes, it's in theory it's great. In execution, it's difficult. It's ambitious. And rightfully, and I wouldn't expect anything less from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't get to be a star like Jeremy Renner and not be a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to push.
Yeah.
So, and we're more than happy to help.
Definitely.
So, Jeremy's coming on in just a little bit, and we're excited about that. Boy, if you've been waiting for the fall temperatures, 90 today, 90 tomorrow, 90 on Wednesday, Thursday, 80. Friday, 65. Those are the highs. Friday, 65. Maybe some rain into the weekend. Probably not. You know how that goes. It never makes it into the valley. But then highs, 70 and 73 over the weekend.
65. Wow.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 65, 70, 73.
I'm very excited about this.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Good. Finally, some seasons.
Yeah, and then NASCAR weekend, which is going to be great. NASCAR on Sunday will be awesome. 73? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it'll be so nice.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Can I tell you, I'm so excited about this. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa.
I've never been there.
We have to go.
People love it. Well, can we go together?
We need to find something to celebrate. then we can go.
Okay.
Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Yes. Yes, you should. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixing. And I guarantee, I'm telling you right now, it'll be the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. Yeah, I said it. It'll be the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. It's, yeah, I can't. First of all, I love him. I love Chef Barry.
Sure.
I love it, but the food is unmatched.
Yeah. I see so many people posting about it. That's how I know. People constantly going there. It's a big night. It's a date night. They love it.
This is how I feel that we're that tight. This is how, because everybody else gets pictures with him
mm-hmm.
when they're... Actually, it's probably because I'm not a big enough star to have pictures with Barry, but I like to think it's because our friendship is deeper than that.
Yeah.
That we don't have to take.
No.
We don't have to take selfies, you know, and post them to get... No, you're right.
Yeah, it's in your mind.
It's just that they... But I'm friends with Chef Barry. No, you're not, sir. Please enjoy your dinner. Just sit. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. But that's the way to go.
Cool.
Take off all the pressure. Serious.
Yeah. I feel like I do that every year.
And honest to God, and lie about it. You don't have to tell anybody. Oh, it's delicious. What did you do? Make something up.
Yeah, just look exhausted.
Grandma's recipe.
That's right.
They don't have to know.
Yeah.
No Lindsay Pitafel.
Nope, no answer.
I really
Where's Auntie Lindsay?
I needed help from Vegas Pet Rescue Project today. I wondered if, obviously, there's no break in the Reba case, so because otherwise she'd be here.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's the thing. So two more cats showed up in our backyard over the weekend.
You and these cats, I don't know what it is. It's as if they just know.
No, my wife, she's freaking Snow White. Yeah, That's what it is.
I know. I really do see Amy just out there, like with her palms out, feeding the crows every morning.
I know. And the birds chirping, and there's singing coming from somewhere. We don't know where. It just is. And then, yeah, and these cats. So I know what happened initially. After I feed the two that we've already adopted that came into our... The first one came in, and then, of course, she brought her boyfriend.
Sure.
Isn't that how it always works?
Yeah.
In a variety of ways.
Her man had to come, too.
I can't hack it at college. Oh, and my boyfriend's coming, too. Great. There's a trash can out back that I feed our cats, then the cans go outside into that trash can so the inside doesn't smell like cat food, right? So these two dummies come into our backyard, and I don't know how I didn't wake up and hear this, because there's trash everywhere. We empty the vacuum cleaner into that trash can. We empty some of the litter box. We have one of them litter robots.
Yeah, it's your outside trash.
But yeah, it's the outside trash.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So these guys, these two, dump that can over so that they can get to the cat food
cans. Those little bad boys.
Ugh. So then I pick it up. I clean it all up. And it was sort of mostly. And then, 15 minutes later, I'm back in the office getting ready for the show. This was on Friday.
Yeah.
Wham! You hear that thing go down again. Bam! And I'm like, how did I not hear that the first time?
Uh-huh.
This house is not safe. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you can make that amount of noise outside my house and I don't hear it.
Uh-huh.
Wham! I go back out there and they're just like, hi, buddy. Hey, thanks for picking that up the other time. Now, and they're getting after the cans that they, and they're hungry.
Of course. They're hungry. And they're cats. They just want to eat.
So, yeah, and I'm picking up the cans. Now, most of the time with the stray cats, they're not hanging out, right?
Yeah.
They're scared of you.
Yeah.
I'm picking up these stupid cans, and the cats are figure eighting between my legs.
Oh.
Hi, buddy. I'm your new best friend. Hi. And I'm like, no.
You can't help but pet them.
I did not.
You
I don't know.
Didn't?
No, I don't know where these cats have been. I'm not doing that. And I just said to my wife, I go, okay, here's our choice. We either are now going to have four cats or you don't feed them.
Oh, God.
Saturday morning, they come back again. They're outside our back door. Meow, meow, meow. Let us in.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, outside the back door. Meow, meow, meow. Let us in. There's no more garbage.
Right.
You know, there's nothing for them to eat. They have no reason to stay. But they've figured us for the soft target.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, just to back up a little bit, on Saturday night, our neighbors were out of town, so they let their son, he had gone to the University of Oregon, so he had a bunch of friends over. They watched the Oregon-Ohio State game in the backyard.
Oh, sure, uh-huh, yeah.
One of the cats goes over and says, maybe I can get something to eat off of these guys. And one of his friends, hi, I'm sure, but also animal lover, goes, I'm going to get to see if this cat's chipped. So he takes the older of the two brothers, the bigger of the two brothers, and now he's going to take him to the vet on Monday. Meanwhile, the younger one is freaking out at our back door because his brother's gone and now he's alone. My wife, who's in an interesting emotional space right
that's
now
all she
about,
needed to
this,
see.
About this, is she can't take it. And I don't blame her.
Who could?
I couldn't.
Me either.
So she goes, I'm going to feed him. And I go, okay, now we have three, possibly four cats. She goes, no, I'm just going to feed him once. And that's it. And I'm like, that's all it takes.
Never happens like that.
They've already figured out that there's...
Listen, they ate the cans out of your trash can on Friday and have been coming back every single day. You've got four cats.
Well, and so I finally said, okay, if you're going to feed this cat, then I'm going to give him some love. And I went out back and I sat with that cat for an hour. I was covered head to toe in dirt and cat hair because that cat had not been pet. And he loved it. He soaked it up. I have scratches all over my chest and my stomach because he was like,
he was petting you too.
Yeah, he was, you know, making biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, I get in the shower. God. I get in the shower. I'm like, what the? What? And I'm like, oh, cats. And literally, I'm scratched all over.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it. So I wanted to talk to Lindsay.
About what to do.
Will Vegas Pet Rescue come and get these cats? Or do I have to somehow get them?
No, Chet, you're the father now. No, they've scratched you. They've made a home with you. Amy's involved. It's over. There's an attachment.
They're laying out back waiting.
Yeah. I'd like for you to go home and take a photo. And I would like to see these cats.
They're just ginger. They're like ginger, basic ginger tabby cats.
Yeah.
They're just your basic. They're white and orange.
Yeah. I love that for you. Good for you. And good for Amy.
We have four cats now. I go, well, let our cats out. Maybe they'll chase them off. She goes, no, they love each other. And I'm like, okay. Well, that's it.
Good.
Eight. Just when I needed Lindsay Pennefeld. She's not here. All right, fine. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Miley Kellogg goes for win number 4 after Shaboozy.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla and I are obsessed with Miley Kellogg's kid getting 4 goals in the soccer game yesterday.
It's what we talked about during break. But you said something because we were like, oh, he's going to be 6. But at that age, you were obsessed with sports.
It was everything.
You understood it totally.
It was everything to me. That's all I thought about. Mm. I couldn't wait to go to practice, couldn't wait to play games. It was just
That's
great.
That's so cute.
And I'm old enough that, you know, now the kids have uniforms that are better than pros.
Oh,
you
know, they've got coming out songs. Their names are announced and they're like,
oh yeah.
4.
We had we had literally reversed when I played my first soccer team that I ever played on, but I remember this like it was yesterday. We had reversible. One side of the t-shirt was blue, the other side was red. We didn't even have numbers. And they go, what should we call this team? And they go, and we were just all the cast-offs that none of the other teams wanted.
Aww.
You know what I mean? They just threw us all together, and somebody's mom agreed to coach because her kid played soccer in high school, whatever. And they were like, what do we call this team? What do we call this team? The Buffaloes. Because all we did is we moved around in a herd after the ball.
We scored. Oh, that's cute.
Swear to God. We went the whole season. We scored 1 goal, and it was offside. And it got called
back. But you all did it together.
We literally. And then, swear to God, 2 years later, we had another kid from the high school came and coached us. 2 years later, state champions.
Oh, nice.
What?
State champions. And we had a kid. His dad owned a TV repair shop. So we were the King's TV Kings. And we had legit uniforms and numbers. It was a big deal.
Chet, that's cute.
Oh.
It's adorable. Yeah, now they're like travel teams and they're all, you know, specialized coaches.
They're in their own Olympics.
All this crazy stuff. Also, can I tell you about this, Miley? Between being obsessed with your kid scoring 4 goals yesterday, can I just tell you that Michaela is on the verge of a giant gig that we're 99% sure she's going to get. We can't talk about it, but it's big. It's related to one of the biggest stories that's in the news today. And we may have a story to tell you tomorrow. That's just,
what?
It's literally out of this world.
What?
Out of this world.
Listen, Miley, when I do my day-to-days, I think, what story can Chet and I tell that are going to impress Miley? And that's what we're doing.
I'm just saying.
That's what I think on the weekend. I'm like, what kind of questions are they going to ask me? Our flashcards. I'm studying all hours of the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just stay home and study. It's what we love.
All right, who's Miley's challenger today?
We got Maria Rivera from the 215 in Durango.
Yes, sir.
Which end of Durango? Which end of the 215?
Northwest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's what she is.
Northwest?
Northwest.
Okay.
215. Northwest. Centennial. I'd call you Centennial Hills. Wouldn't you call you Centennial Hills?
I say that, and then some people always correct me, like, that's not Centennial Hills yet, so I just go with it.
Yeah, they're wrong.
It is sometimes, and it's not.
No, you're right. They're wrong.
Yeah.
You're Centennial Hills.
Okay.
Controversy.
Well, take that, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, first 1 to 3 wins. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until you get called on because you may think you buzzed in first. Miley always thinks she buzzed in first, even if she's like 10 minutes late. She's like, I buzzed in first! No, you didn't.
That's why we like
it. Sorry, and I'm sticking to it.
I love that. I did buzz. She says
okay,
she doesn't
I'm,
even know.
I'm ready. I'll probably be late, but it's okay.
No, but she'll still think she was first, so don't answer until we call on you. And your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This pop star, who was this week's guest on SNL, is going viral for her incredible impressions of other pop stars.
Was that Maria?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Yes. Ariana Grande.
Is it Ariana Grande? That's what I was going to answer. Ariana Grande and the Challenger starts off hot.
This singer, who is known for really embracing the body positivity movement, has lost some serious weight, but insists it's not Ozempic.
Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
Maria.
Lizzo?
Who?
Is it Lizzo?
Is it Lizzo? I love that you're answering like Jeopardy as a question.
I know, I do too.
Is it Lizzo? Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wow, Maria too. Miley Zippo. Me, Zippo.
Who did the Raiders...
You guys just can't hear my buzzing in.
Miley, focus. Focus, Miley.
Who did the Raiders play against yesterday?
Miley. The Steelers.
Yeah. Took a whooping from them Steelers, too. Don't lose hope, Raider fans. Don't lose hope yet. Raiders take on the Rams in L.A., but the Rams suck this year. So maybe it'll, you know,
even
get the
out.
Raiders back on the...
Yeah, I was rooting for the Cowboys, so...
Well, everybody has their problems, I suppose. No, my wife's a huge Cowboy fan. She grew up with that stuff. Maria 2, Miley 1.
This comedian, who starred in movies like Joe Dirt, says people thought all his characters on Saturday Night Live were gay. What's his name?
What?
Yeah.
Maria?
Miley, I think.
David? Oh, Miley? Yeah. David Spade.
Yes, David Spade. Yeah.
That's right.
And we are tied at 2.
Kim Kardashian grilled her eldest daughter in a new interview. What is her daughter's name?
Miley.
Miley for the win.
Northwest.
Is it Northwest for the win? Yes.
There's our girl.
And a big come from behind victory for the champion. Oh, Maria, it started off so well.
It's okay. I curtsy at you.
She curtsies at us.
You know what?
Just that's so nice. Gracefully.
We've never had a curtsy before.
Never.
I think that's worth Joe Coy tickets for Maria.
Yeah. Don't you?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, give her the tickets anyway.
Yes.
Miley, are you cool with that?
Maria. Oh my God, yes.
You've got Joe Coy tickets. She's got Joe Coy tickets. It all works out.
We're gonna party at Joe Coy together. What's
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you, Miley.
Yes.
All right, Maria, hang on one second. Also, Miley, we're going to give you tickets to Nick Swartzen this Saturday at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. All right?
Yes, better than the 4 goals. Let's go.
She just threw her son under the bus.
And then tomorrow, Miley goes for win number 5, and perhaps if one day I ever order them, retired as champion, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown Championship.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey today?
That'll be Amanda Roswell from Green Valley Ranch.
Roswell? What?
Roswell, just like the aliens, Chet.
I got you.
Just like the aliens.
How many times a day do you use that? That's awesome.
Oh, all the time.
Of course. And they get it. And they all get it. It's
well, and only in reference to my mother-in-law.
By the way, what? Hang on a second. What?
Oh, I caught it.
Now, I'm about to ask the dumbest question we've ever asked in the history of the 177-second survey. You've seen this on the internet. I guarantee it, but we're going to bring it to the show in just a minute.
Okay.
First, though, let's get serious. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Best part of my weekend was coming back from Costa Rica.
Oh,
my native country.
Flex much? Sorry, you dropped something over there. Oh, well. Wait, though. Coming back from Costa Rica, I would think that would be the worst part of your weekend.
No, it's those Pura Vida vibes, man. Pura Vida.
Pura Vida, let's go.
Si.
Pura Vida, thank you.
Si, como no. But coming back from Costa Rica was the best part? How come?
Like I said, carrying those vibes forward and seeing the family.
Love that. That's a good perspective, too, because when people leave vacation, they're like, I don't want to go. She's like, I got the good juju, and I'm on my way home with it.
Because is there anything worse than when you're coming back from vacation to your home in Las Vegas and you got a plane full of these Vegas baby.
Oh my God.
That are just like, yeah, Vegas ain't ready for us. And you're like, oh my God.
You're like, Sean, calm down. Okay. Vegas has seen a lot of you.
Sean.
Just some guy on the plane I made up.
I don't know why that's funny to me. It just is. Okay. Are you ready for the lamest thing I've ever asked on this on the 100?
I'm ready.
I plucked this from the internet.
What?
And it's been it's middle of last week. I've waited. Where I was like, I'm not doing this. No, okay, I'll do it. How many chuggas before choo-choo?
Oh. How many?
Do I have to? Do I have to chug a chug a choo choo?
So apparently for you it's two.
It is.
Okay, hold on.
How many chuggas? See, I believe that Amanda, the alien,
yeah,
and I are the same because I'm a chug a chug a choo choo.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm coming in.
Right, Amanda? Or
yes, absolutely.
Or is it
eight?
What?
Jesus. It's eight chuggas.
I'd like to hear this.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
Eight.
Oh.
Go off. Thank you, everybody.
Go off.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Thanks, Captain.
This is the dumbest thing. How many, Adrian? How many chuggas?
I'm halfway. I'm four. Chugga, 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 choo choo.
That's three. That was three. What you just did.
Well,
and I'm torn.
Math is hard. It's okay.
I'm torn between the two. I'm torn between the two and the three. But it's chugga, chugga, choo. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
Two's too short. You got to get some umph in it. Lead it up.
I come in hot. You know that. See, and we just wasted the last minute and a half.
No, I feel like 177.
No, it's done. It's done. You said eight. Amanda and I said two. He said four, but meant three.
Sure.
And that's the answer. And Amanda's got Coldplay tickets.
Oh, you guys, I can't tell you. I've seen them every time they've toured. This is the best day of my life.
Oh, my God.
The part that makes me crazy is the guys in the white button down shirts with the kilts that just lose their minds. Stop. They're everywhere in there. It's nuts. All right. Well, enjoy. Sorry you had to come back from Costa Rica. But we're glad you
did. Yeah, I'll go back. It's beautiful.
We really did. All right, everybody hang tight. Jeremy Renner's coming up next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my
God. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Heroes for Kids Charity Weekend about to take over Las Vegas. And one of the best guys out there. And everybody says it because apparently, Jeremy, you and Michaela share mutual friends. And everybody talks about what a good guy you are. So thank you for coming on the show. And thank you for what you're about to do this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it, man. You got me up a little early this morning. I don't appreciate that. you guys come in. You got to be so bright and shiny and bushy-tailed and do this like live show all the time. It's pretty impressive, man. I always give it up to people that can give people's car rides to work in the morning a better day, man. And, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's awesome to be here.
I love all of that. Us. And by the way, speaking of Team No Sleep, I don't know whether this is a charity weekend or a bachelor party. Poker on Saturday night, which goes into a party that goes, you know, late into the evening. Then get up early on Sunday playing golf. Then bowling in the afternoon. And then culminating in a concert. On Sunday night.
Ultimately, what this is for, like, it's obviously this is all for the kids, but this is not for the kids this weekend. In the sense, it's not directly for them. This is for all the supporters that want to help the kids. It's so we can have a good time doing something, but ultimately, it's all going. All the proceeds will go to the kids and to the Renovation Foundation. It's a foundation that helps foster youth and disadvantaged youth, provide them opportunities, great events, social atmospheres and things like that. So I'm trying to fill in the gaps in the state system where they might be failing these kids. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun weekend, man. It's different than we've ever done before because we're always hands on with the kids and doing events with the kids. This one's actually just for adults, and anybody can come out. We've still got tickets available on these events. They're all gonna be really, really great. The only one that's not available is because I'm actually bowling with the kids. That's a kind of a private little thing that I'm doing.
Right.
But the rest of it's all available to the public. It should be a great time. It's going to be a really great crew. And then, heck, we're in Vegas and we're playing poker and golfing and watching a killer concert. So
that's what we were telling everybody. If you want to play golf with Jeremy Renner and all of his celebrity friends, you can. If you want to come.
That's right. That's terrible. I'm probably just going to drive a golf cart.
Same.
I think I'm going to pass out sandwiches and drinks to people, you know. So, I don't know.
You're the drink girl.
There's nothing better than that.
I'm 25% titanium, too. So, you know, it's a little weird right now for me.
You kind of have to do that, though, because you're the amiable host. You know what I mean? You've got to around and, hey, who needs a beer? What's better than that?
I had a beer with Jeremy Renner. I can't go back. I can't be throwing clubs into the woods.
Right. Yeah, it can't just be you and your foursome. You got to get out with everybody.
He's passionate about the kids. Yeah. He throws clubs into the woods.
That's right.
Michaela
and I were talking about, truly though, you don't get enough credit for I'm not just gassing you up because you're here. We were talking about this behind your back.
Yeah.
What a great musician you are.
Listen, I remember you, Jeremy, from like Katie Cazorla nail file days, watching you gig around.
Yeah.
And honestly, you're a phenomenal, you know, pianist and an amazing guitar player. And people will see you perform. But with all the success you've had with acting, I want to know, if one, only one, Grammy or Oscar, what would you want?
I feel like an Oscar holds a bit more weight.
Yeah.
So good,
I feel like, well, it's also my main gig, too. And
right.
But I just don't look in those things. I think there's sort of like an icing to something that it doesn't really hold a lot of value. I don't think either kind of trophy does. I think it's sort of just, you're in the conversation of that. That's kind of you're on the right track of doing something as an artist. I don't think there's any goal to set for a statue. You know what I mean? I think that's just sort of the icing of like, hey, a little pat on the back, you did something good.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's such great advice because I think we put so much focus on, hitting goals.
Chasing that stuff.
Yeah, being good enough. Yeah. That was actually such a great answer.
Well, listen, best of luck this weekend. Poker, there's still room in the poker tournament. By the way, this is really ambitious, too, because there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And why not? Just slam it all into one weekend.
Yeah,
poker tournament, concert, golf. Yeah, there's foursomes available. Not a lot, but there's a few. And it's Bears Best, which is not bad. If you're a golfer, you know what that means. And there's room in the poker tournament. All of that. Go to renovationfoundation.org. And do we have tickets for the concert? Have we decided? Yeah, we're going to do that. So why don't we
gotta come.
Yeah, well, we'll give away a pair right now at 702-364-9898. And then we'll see you this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Appreciate it. We'll see you guys this weekend.
Okay,
anytime,
bye,
brother.
Boss.
I think this is the first of many. You know what I mean? Like every year.
I would love it.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Okay, my man.
All right, man. The great Jeremy Renner.
Isn't he just so lovely and down to earth?
Be proud of me because I somehow wanted to work into this that my favorite line ever in any movie is from The Town, where Ben Affleck comes in and talks about, okay, you can't ask any questions. You just got to get in there with somebody, you know, people are going to get hurt. And Jeremy Renner looks at him, his character, and goes, whose car are we taking? That's my all-time favorite. You want to go to this concert for free? Maybe make a little donation on the side. Don't embarrass us. Be calling number 25 right now.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This may very well be my favorite story of the week, and it's only Monday.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, and truthfully, and I'm not making jokes about people who do drugs, okay? We have a drug problem in this country. There's no question about it. And it's gotten just a little too, it's a little too in your face. You know what I mean? Tuesday night, last week,
officers in Portland, Oregon, where I know at one point they decriminalized drugs. Sure. Like literally it was like, no, it's okay. You can have them. you know, as long as you don't have too many,
yeah,
like you're the one selling,
ration
government
it
wants
out
to get their cut, you know, but I think they have now recriminalized because gee, what could go wrong? You know? So officers in Portland stopped a man and a woman in their 30s driving a stolen car, right? So because it was stolen, they searched the vehicle. They found cash. They found a loaded revolver. They found scales. And they found drugs, including more than 10 grams of fentanyl and meth.
Oh, God.
Now, the reason why they knew they were drugs in the bag, you know, it wasn't like a clear bag.
Or sure. Anything.
But the bag did definitely have a label. And what do you think the label said on the bag?
Drugs.
Now that would be, and remember there was a story not too long ago that was the lady did have her drugs labeled.
Yeah, she had a label
drugs
maker.
This one, no. These are master criminals. Their bag said, definitely not a bag full of drugs. Now,
oh no.
Somehow the officers were not thrown off the case. And they
oh, you mean they did look still?
They still discovered that it was definitely a bag full of drugs.
That's
as opposed to definitely not a bag full of drugs. And yeah.
Listen, this story reminds me of when I got my first fake ID and I went to the club and I tried to get in and I said, you can ask me any information. I know all of it. And they were like, ma'am, get out of the club.
Yeah, right. Because by the way, if you go up and go, you can ask me anything on my ID, I'll know it.
Uh-huh.
That's the first sign that you don't know anything about what's
hello
on that ID. Please, sir, this is definitely not a fake ID.
And these are not drugs.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Boy, you think every once in a while in America that we've got it tough, that like corporations have a lot of rules and stuff you can and can't do and all that?
Yeah.
They just had a court ruling, the major court in Switzerland just ruled that you can't hide out in the bathroom at work anymore because there was this luxury watch brand, Singer, for whatever, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They told workers that if they want to go to the bathroom, they have to clock out.
Oh, my God.
Because people were hanging out or whatever. They thought it was too long. Labor inspectors first heard about this whole clock out idea back three, four years ago. Told them you couldn't do that. It's illegal. They said, the labor inspectors did,
uh-huh,
said it violated labor laws and could cause workers to, quote, either hold it in or not hydrate, which obviously either one or both are bad.
Yeah.
A court just ruled it's not illegal. And if they want to make them clock out.
No way.
To go to the bathroom, then they can do that.
You know, I want to act surprised, but you know that so many people go into the bathroom, just sit down and start scrolling, and then sometimes 30 minutes goes by. You had no idea. It's not their fault.
Yeah, maybe it's not just Americans who do that. Maybe it's the Swiss as well. It turns out, here's the funny thing. So like a lot of these type of things, where you just took it all for granted before,
yeah,
until somebody screwed it up for everybody else.
Naturally.
Turns out Swiss labor laws say all kinds of stuff about going to the bathroom and how clean they have to be. But there's nothing about having the right to go and still get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how long you can be in there and all that kind of stuff. So the court is saying, yes, it's a basic need. And so you can't make people clock out, but they may want to think about closing the loophole and putting, can you imagine though?
A timer.
Like this company would put a clock up in there and go, okay, listen, do your business, get out.
This company might have somebody standing outside of that bathroom door waiting for you.
That would involve staffing and that's not happening. You'd have to hire and pay somebody for that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, here's a little baseball trivia for you today. I never heard of this before in my life. And you know I'm that nerd.
Yeah.
I know stupid, obscure stuff. Brady Feigl, F-E-I-G-L, and Brady Feigl F-E-I-G-L, mm-hmm. spelled the same, everything, are two minor league baseball players that are not related, but obviously they have the same name.
Uh-huh.
They also are both 6'4" tall, both have red hair, both have bushy red beards, both have thick glasses, and they even went as far as to do the 23andMe or the what you know whatever the DNA testing
sure.
is. They're both 53% Germanic.
I'm literally looking right now because that's insane.
Brady Feigl and Brady Feigl?
Yes.
Which Brady Feigl are you looking at?
I'm just going to do Brady Feigl, and then hopefully both will pop up since they sound like the exact same person.
Well, while you enjoy that, mull over this. According to the most recent census in 2020, the top four most diverse neighborhoods in the United States are in one particular city. The top four most diverse are in one particular city. What city do you believe that to be? There are obvious answers, right?
Los Angeles?
Sure. Or I would think New York.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe Detroit. Maybe. No. Anchorage, Alaska.
No. I've been to Anchorage, Alaska. It did not appear to be so diverse.
The top four most diverse neighborhoods in the U.S. Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm shocked by that, too. Did you know when I was from, like, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and part of third, I lived in Alaska? In Anchorage.
I love it.
It's the first address I remember. 8240 Pokey Circle Drive.
Oh,
look at it.
That's your house, then.
Look up our mobile home on Street View. You can see it. It's still there.
That's crazy.
On Google Street View. 8240 Pokey Circle Drive. There's going to be some dude who lives in Anchorage right now that's going to be like, why am I being stalked?
Uh-huh. Hey, bro, quit Googling
me. By all nine of our listeners right now. It's amazing. It's about a block from Abbott Loop Elementary School.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, I don't want to flex because I'm not a big sports girl, but I spent a lot of time in Eagle River, Alaska, and I belong to the 100-pound club. I caught a 106-pound halibut fish.
Shut your...
Yes, I did. I swear to God. And we feasted on it for like a year, and it was the bomb.
If you guys are half as blown away as I am by that right now, this is totally worth it. And, of course, we all know the song, It's Fun to Stay at the YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Originally, the YMCA was not down with that song, not one bit. They were going to sue the village people. But then membership, like... quintupled, went way up because of the song, and they were like, no, it's okay, we're cool with it.
Yeah, no, it is fun to stay here. Come on in.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we're all good. That's the more you know before we go. I think we're off to a heck of a start for a Monday. Pretty good. Follow us on social. Well, follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985 KLUC. Adrian, what do you got working?
We chilling today, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube or that free Odyssey app where you can also listen to any episodes you've missed of this quality program that goes by the name The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, you said quality program and I went, who's he talking about? It's like, oh my God, this is great.
Who's that?
Did the company tell us to plug Brew's show or something? What's going on? I don't know. Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Also a chill day for me. I look forward to hearing it tomorrow.
Okay. No excuses. Tomorrow's show better be freaking good. There's no excuses.
No pressures.
Always rested, ready to go.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Tomorrow. Okay. Oh, and by the way, thank you to Jeremy Renner for being on. How are we going to top that? Thank you to Jeremy Renner for being on the show today. And then, we're going to take a good solid swing at it tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.